In our next segment, WOOC correspondent Steve Pierce speaks with Sarah Fellman of the Mental Health Empowerment Project in Troy.
So I work for the Empowerment Exchange, which is located right here in Rensselaer County in Troy. And we are a peer-based organization, which means that everyone in the organization, including those in leadership positions, identifies as a peer. And a peer is someone who has lived experience with a mental health diagnosis, going through trauma or addiction, and we seek to share our stories of recovery with others in order to form mutual relationships of healing.
And how many people do you support in the Capital Region?
It really varies. We do peer support throughout the community through the form of one-on-one peer support, but we also facilitate support groups, and we also go into psychiatric hospitals and facilitate groups there.
And so what I guess I'm trying to get a handle on the number of people who have needs in the area that you serve.
Yeah, I'll typically meet with 185 people a month, and that's pretty average for everyone who works at the Mental Health Empowerment Project.
And are these ongoing relationships, or people are in crisis, they come in for once or twice? How does that work?
Yeah, so every relationship is dependent on what that relationship feels comfortable with. So a lot of people will keep coming to the Empowerment Exchange for years, and some may just come when they're in crisis, and some may kind of fade in and out.
And what sorts of crisis are people going through?
A lot of times people may be going through a spiritual crisis or dealing with processing trauma or struggling with addiction. So it really varies.
And is this a pervasive problem in the region?
I think it's a problem everywhere typically, but we try to not see things from a very clinical perspective. We just try to seek to understand people where they're coming from in their own terms and relate to them based on mutual human experiences. So we don't diagnose people, we don't prescribe medication, we just seek to understand where they're coming from as a person.
And what kinds of people are there that you see? What kind of backgrounds do they have? What walks of life?
Yeah, I mean, basically every shape, size, demographic you can imagine. We serve folks who are 18 and up, and that can range from any age, any background. It's a very wide population.
Now, you work in the Empowerment Exchange, which is a program of the Mental Health Empowerment Project. What is the Mental Health Empowerment Project? What kind of organization is that?
So the Mental Health Empowerment Project is based in Albany, and we do a lot under the greater umbrella of the Mental Health Empowerment Project. So the Mental Health Empowerment Project has a center in Westchester County called the RISE Center. They also have the Empowerment Exchange, which is where I work in Troy. And we are currently in the process of creating a peer support program in Albany. And they also have a statewide training organization as well.
And where does the funding come from for the Mental Health Empowerment Project?
The funding comes from OMH, or the Office of Mental Health.
And does every community have something like this, or are we uniquely blessed to have the organization here?
So peer-based organizations are currently becoming more and more prevalent throughout the country, but this is something that's really unique to this area.
And why is that, do you think?
It's harder to find peer-based organizations. Typically, for peer support, it's going to be within a clinical organization. So the fact that we can have these organizations that are strictly for peers, run by peers, is something that I'm really passionate about and something that's very unique.
And what does that mean, peer support? What are you talking about?
So I am a peer. I am someone who has lived experience. So I am just someone who knows what it's like to be there. I've been there before. So that's kind of what I do, is I talk to other people who are maybe going through a similar situation or a similar crisis that I was going through. And, you know, we just kind of try to talk to them and try to help them if we can. But it really is about forming relationships of healing.
Now, I've had personal experience of my own with family members who've had special needs in the realm of mental health. And I've found that there's so little available for them that when I've looked for help myself trying to help them, I'm told to call 911, which sounds very different than what you're talking about.
Yeah, we definitely don't try to call crisis on people. I find that when you meet extreme emotional states with curiosity and not assumption or fear, you get a lot farther in that relationship.
And so what is the philosophy of peer support? Is that part of a broader trajectory of care that's out there? It's a philosophy that comes from a different place than the medicalized version that we're also familiar with?
Yeah, it's completely different than the medical model. It was actually founded through the ex-patient movement, which kind of came about more in the 1970s. And it was actually created by folks who found a lot of oppression and abuse within the medical model and didn't feel like that diagnosis that they received really encapsulates their entire experience. So they really pushed back against the medical model and said, we don't feel that this fits us and we want something better. And you don't really typically see that a lot. You don't really see cancer patients pushing back against their treatment saying, this doesn't fit my experience. I don't agree with this diagnosis, like in the same way that you do with the medical model of mental health.
I remember I worked in New York City and one of my coworkers was a member of Psychiatric Survivors. I don't know if they're still around, but it was a really interesting organization. He was a really great guy and very knowledgeable about a lot of these issues and was passionate about avoiding medications.
Yeah, absolutely. The psychiatric survivor movement is really our foundation for peer support today. And that was really brought about by Judy Chamberlain in the 70s. So we're grateful for that kind of human rights foundation.
So it's part of this whole wave of post-civil rights activism that included the disabled and the women's movement and gay liberation. I mean, almost every movement you could think of has roots around the same time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you said there's a couple of major things that you're working on, a project called Alternatives to Suicide and Hearing Voices. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, so the Alternatives to Suicide groups were founded in 2009 by an organization called the Western Mass Recovery Learning Communities. And basically, they were founded by a group of folks who were dealing with everyday feelings of suicidal and deep emotional states of despair. And they felt like there was no place where they could talk about it without, you know, having crisis called, you know, having their liberties taken away, maybe been given a medication they didn't necessarily want to take. And it's interesting that suicide and feelings of suicide and despair have existed since the beginning of humanity, yet they're still very taboo to talk about in today's culture. So the Western Mass RLC founded the Alternatives to Suicide groups as a peer-to-peer support group. So they're facilitated by people who have lived experience of feeling suicidal or having a suicide attempt. And they're for people who are feeling suicidal, thinking about suicide, feeling really depressed, hopeless, and in states of despair. And these groups are really unique. There's only a handful in the country. And we're lucky to have one right here in Troy that I facilitate at the Empowerment Exchange. And they're confidential, safe, non-clinical spaces where people can come and talk about what's going on for them without someone calling crisis or assuming that they need to be hospitalized. And something that I've learned through my journey of facilitating these groups and attending these groups is that when I want to die, I don't need to die, but something in my life may need to die or change or shift. And that's oftentimes the conversation that we have within these groups is how can we live everyday life with these thoughts and these feelings? Because they are really human experiences. So similarly to that, there are the Hearing Voices support groups, which were actually established in the UK and exist within an international and national framework of the Hearing Voices Network. And the Hearing Voices Network acknowledges that people hear voices as a very human, profound, and meaningful experience. They don't see voices as hallucinations or delusions, but instead a real valid experience. So they say the voices are real. And it's actually proven that 1 in 10 people hear voices, which is as common as being left-handed. So these groups, we can explore what our voices are saying, how to set boundaries, as well as for people who are seeing visions or just having other unshared perceptions. And we're lucky to have the Hearing Voices groups, which are right here in Troy and will soon be coming to Albany.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Now, for folks hearing about this for the first time, how can they find out more?
Yeah, so the Empowerment Exchange is located off of Burdett Avenue in Troy. And we have a Facebook group online called the Empowerment Exchange. So you can learn more about our groups by subscribing to our monthly calendar as well as checking out our Facebook page.
And is there a number people can call if they have some pressing need?
Yeah, so we also have a warm line, which is a warm line. So it's not something where people are going to call and it's going to be, someone calling crisis. So that operates from 9 in the morning till 9 at night, Monday through Saturday. But people can also reach us at our office. Find us at the Mental Health Empowerment Project. That is our website.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming by. It's really interesting to hear about your work, and we hope to have you come back frequently.
Thank you.
That was Sarah Feldman of the Mental Health Empowerment Project of the Empowerment Exchange in Troy, speaking with WOOC correspondent Steve Pierce.